Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. God bless you today as you work and as you seek the Lord. And the question today is, how do we walk? How do we walk worthy of the calling, the high calling that we have in Christ Jesus? And so the scripture that I'd like to read today is in chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, and it's the first verse here, well, the first three verses. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And here we have Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, he beseeching the Christian, I beg you, therefore, based upon this wish and this prayer that he has in chapter 3, he says, my heart's desire is that you, individually, every one of you, every one of us, would walk worthy of the calling that we have in Christ. And so let us consider that calling here this morning. We're to be the light of the world. We're to be the salt of the earth. We're to be the city set upon a hill. We're to be those that by our love for one another, that all men know that we are his disciples. We are to be the body of Christ on the earth. We are ambassadors. We're called to give out the gospel, to give to every man an answer of the hope that lieth within us. We're supposed to be instant in season and out of season. All of these things are the high calling of God. That is that challenge. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit among the unsaved of this world is the presence of the Christian who walks in that high calling. And so it does us well to think about what is the high calling that God has. How do we walk it out? And here we have it. The vocation that we have is that ambassador of Christ, that ambassadorship. And here is how we're supposed to walk it out. With all lowliness. With all lowliness. Did you hear that, Christian friend? With all lowliness and meekness. You know, Jesus was a meek man. He had the authority and the power to bring angels to bear upon every situation, and yet he walked in control and in meekness and in lowliness of mind and in humility. And that's the way we are to walk. It doesn't do us well to walk in aggression and to walk in with a fighting spirit and to walk with an attitude of superiority. And he says, with long-suffering. And let us be more long-suffering one with another, that by our love all men would know that we are his disciples. And we are to forbear one another in love. And so, you know, that love is the ultimate answer to our differences. At some point, we simply have to come to face-to-face with the reality of love. And we need to forbear one another. And here's the important thing. Endeavoring to hold on, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And, you know, Jesus prayed in John 17 that they may be one, that they may have a unity. In the book of Acts, we see that they were all together with one accord in one place. They had a homothumodon. We see it throughout the scriptures that the church is called to be one, that Christians are called to keep the unity of the Spirit. And here again is that theme, that we are to be walking in meekness, in long-suffering, in patience, in forbearing one another in love, that we might keep that unity of the Spirit. And isn't that interesting? Then we are truly the ambassadors of the Prince of Peace, because there is peace one with another. Let us have peace one with another as we serve the Lord. Yes, indeed, there are times to speak out and to proclaim the truths of the Word of God and to hold up the right way and the right path. And yet there's also the charge here that we would have peace one with another. And so God bless you tonight, as or today, as you go about your day, that you might think about that and think about what is it to be called to be an ambassador in the kingdom of heaven. So God bless you all.